Goody had a close association with Gypsy guitarist Django Reinhardt, and they were friends.
I never saw Django without his guitar. He lived for playing, and he was a wonderful person, not temperamental at all. Django had everything, feeling, soul, technique. He could be sentimental or brutal. He loved big bands, especially Ellingtons. He made good money, but he always stayed with the Gypsies. He was a natural genius, one of few who could succeed without training. Sidney Bechet was like that too.
As I've said, Goody was already a well-established performer in Paris during the 30s. He was among the headliners at concerts when Django was being introduced. And Reinhardt was on several of his records, including Goody's first, under his own name. They became friends and associates, sharing many late-night jam sessions, and the legendary Gypsy was simply one of a kind and a force of nature.
He always wants to be playing, even when everybody else is falling out. We would have one job, 6 to midnight, another 2 to 6 in the morning. Then these cafes where you play in the morning for people who don't want to go home yet. 3 jobs, 1 day. That was enough for me.
Later in California, Django was one of the few subjects Frank would discuss.
I would go home and sleep, but many times Django comes 10, 11 in the morning and hits on my window. Goody, old man, come on, you can sleep tomorrow. Always some little place he wanted to go, a little out of town, some cafe, some little kind of place.
In his memoir, trombone player Jim Lee relayed Frank's comments about the guitarist's compulsive desire to play endlessly after long trips away visiting his Gypsy kin.
You better hide your head. Go sleep at some woman's place. Stay out of his way so he didn't keep you going 3-4 days, no stopping. The man will drive you to play, you understand?